Once again, thank you for the invitation. Many of you, I'm sure, will receive updates from the college through the ABC Insight magazine. But this morning, for just a few moments, I want to bring a brief personal report to you. We've almost come to the end of our academic year, believe it or not. And as we look back, we're very thankful to God that in September he brought to us 14 new students who commenced the ministry preparation program, which I'll talk about in a minute or two, and 6 new postgraduate students who are starting or who have started a variety of courses. Over the months, the evening classes have kept up in various centres, with 4 centres, one in Moira, Ballymena, Letterkenny, and also one in Strandtown. And of course, the college also runs Ladies Study Fellowship and Women's Ministry courses at the college on Tuesday night and Thursday morning. All of that means that there's a real buzz about the college during the course of the week, especially on a Thursday morning. As well as full-time students, we have a lot of part-time students as well. And altogether, this year, we are impacting about 200 people through the work of IBC. So some 200 people are signed up for various courses at the college, which is tremendously encouraging. The next photograph gives you a little idea of those who are full-time students. This is the wider body of the college, and the folks there on the slide you will see during the course of the week. As you can see from that slide, there's quite a broad age range, and we also have folk from different church backgrounds as well. We have a healthy mix of denominational affiliations, which isn't threatening to our Baptist college, but rather enriching as we train people for a range of ministries, from pastoral work to mission work to youth work, and some who intend to go into teaching religious education in schools. But the primary aim of our college is to train pastors for our churches here in Ireland, and missionaries for work both at home and overseas. And the college, as I say again, exists for the benefit and support of local churches here. And we're so grateful to you for the support that you give to us. I put this slide up because the majority of our full-time undergraduate students are doing this particular course, which is called Ministry Preparation Course. And as the name suggests, it's specifically designed to help folk prepare for full-time Christian ministry. It's a 3-year course, and it's validated by the University of Chester. And those who engage in this course have a blend of academic work to do, but also practical assignments as well. And that's very important, that there is that balance between studying books, but actually going out and working alongside people and working in different ministry situations. And it has proved to be very, very popular indeed, and very beneficial. Slide that you're seeing now is a photograph of last year's graduates. And many of these folk that you're looking at have gone into full-time Christian service. And for me personally, this is a very encouraging slide indeed, because by the grace of God, I, along with others, have had the opportunity of influencing those folk for the past 3 years. And as I look at some of the faces, I'm reminding myself of various places that these people are now serving in. I'm not sure this pointer works. That's great. It does. This chap here is Alistair Sims. And after finishing his three-year course, he's now working in the Newcastle Baptist Church, which is where I used to pastor some years ago. And he's assisting the senior pastor down there. The chap beside him is called Chris Clark. And Chris is now working in the Malisle Baptist Church. The chap beside him, Niall McCune, he is working in Ethiopia with SIM. And just to go along a little bit further here, this chap here, some of you may recognize him, Richard Blaney. Richard's now working in the Coleraine Baptist Church. And the chap beside him, I'll not deal with all of them, but the chap beside him is Jeff Higgins. And Jeff left these shores and is now working in Grimsby Baptist Church. And then the chap beside him is working with former Eastern Communist countries. And it's tremendously encouraging just to look at that picture. And these are just some of the folk, we could go through the others as well, who are now involved in full-time Christian service as a result of having been trained in the Irish Baptist College. And that's really what it's about, to play a part in people's lives, getting them ready for full-time Christian service. This photograph here is a photograph of our commencement service, which took place last year. And we're so grateful to God for the people that he has brought to us over the year. Some folk who come to the Irish Baptist College just come because they want to get to know God better and to study his word in more depth. And we're very pleased to be able to facilitate those things. But others come because they have a deep inner sense of the call of God upon their lives. And that call has been confirmed by their home church. And so they come to be trained for Christian service. They're not always clear on day one exactly where the Lord is going to take them. Nevertheless, they sense very strongly that the call of God is upon their lives. And as the years unfold, things become much clearer for them. And it may well be the case that even here this morning, God is speaking to individuals in this congregation, and you're sensing his call upon your life, a new direction. And if that is the case, then we'd love to speak with you after the service and give you a little bit more information. There are in the foyer booklets, the college prospectus, which will give you more information on the various courses, etc., that are being taught at the college. This ministry relies heavily on our Baptist churches for financial support, for prayer support, and for practical support as well. Placement of our students often takes place in Baptist churches, and we're very grateful to church leaders who are willing to take on a student for a short period of time to help them in their training in ministry. And so without your support, this work could not continue, and we value it greatly. I'd also like to just comment too on an important scheme that has been introduced recently called the Ministry Partnership Scheme. And this scheme, it's a financial scheme, is really designed to support a church or a missionary organization to take on a graduate as an assistant or apprentice for a year or two after they have finished their time in college to provide further experience for that individual. And that has proved to be very beneficial, not only to the student, but also to the church involved. Earlier last year, we were delighted to place four graduates into this particular scheme, three of which gone into churches. One has gone on and is serving in Africa. And they are benefiting greatly from this experience. But not only are they benefiting greatly, but the church and organizations, which they're a part of now, are benefiting as well. See, sometimes churches say, well, we would love to be able to have an assistant, but we're not able to raise all of the money that's necessary. And this is where this scheme comes into play. It doesn't provide all of the money, just a percentage of it, but it is helpful for churches who are beginning to think this way. And so you might like to remember that in your prayers as well. This work is all about investing in the future. And we have to have an eye on the future. Things are changing in our churches. Men are coming to the end of their ministry. We need a new generation to rise up. And it's vital that we continue to cover this ministry in prayer. And so some prayer points just to conclude. First of all, we're coming up to graduation very shortly. And a significant number of students will be graduating this year. Of course, we're very pleased about that. And a good number of the students are clear as to the next step for them. God has revealed that to them. But there are a number, and as yet that's unclear. And maybe you could pray about that, that they would be patient as they wait upon the Lord, and that soon it will become clear to them the next step that God wants them to take. Of course, those students need to be replaced, and we're praying for new students as well. If you think of this year, 2015, and just break the numbers down, ideally we would like 20 new undergraduates to come into the college in September, and 15 new postgraduate students to come in. So if you think of 2015, think of 20 undergraduate students, 15 postgraduate students to come in to the college. But men and women who are called of God, that's very important indeed. And in line with that, can I say this? There is a tremendous need for our family of churches to be praying very fervently that God would raise up workers from our churches. Now, we're delighted to have Christians from other churches come along, from Elam, even Presbyterian, independent groups, etc. But we need to see more folk coming from our Baptist churches. That's vitally important. It's important for church leaders to be looking around and praying specifically for this, encouraging the churches to be praying for this, getting alongside men and women, asking them about their lives, where they feel God is leading them. So please join with us in this important area. And then lastly, just to remind you that our assembly meetings are coming up, and of course we'll be having our college night, which is always very popular and very helpful as well. So please join us, and a fuller report will be given on that evening on what is taking place. So once again, thank you for the invitation. And thank you for your patience and for listening so well.